We're back, guys. We are live from the American Airlines Arena for the Heat Help Cure Radiothon, benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. You guys have been amazing so far with your donations. You can keep donating if you still want to do so by calling the Florida Blue phone bank at 786-777-2222. Again, that's 786-777-2222. You could also visit us online to donate at heathelpcure.org. Been talking to a lot of cool people today, really inspiring stories with some of the patients that have been through, some of the staff at Miami Cancer Institute. Joining us now is Dr. Mountner from the Miami Cancer Institute. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think of this event so far? It's been a very interesting day getting to see everybody and all the outreach that we've gotten. So it's great to have you here.
Yeah, this event is amazing. I'm overwhelmed by it. I think for the Miami Cancer Institute to be able to team up with a powerhouse like the Miami Heat says a lot, and it's great for the patients, it's great for the Miami Heat and the entire community that's involved.
What do you like to get across to people who maybe not know about what some of your patients go through? It's a very big thing, cancer, and sometimes it's a little bit daunting for people to interpret. So what can something like this do for the people that you treat?
Sure. So I think that one of the most important messages to get across to patients who are recently diagnosed with breast cancer is that you're going to be okay. I'm usually one of the first physicians that the patient sees after they're diagnosed with breast cancer, and that can be a very hard thing for the patient. They're overwhelmed. They have so many questions. Many of them think that they're not going to do well, but we have so many treatments and cures for breast cancer right now that if breast cancer is caught early, patients usually do very, very well. And so that's usually one of the first things I tell patients is that you're going to be okay.
Oh, wow.
Our morning show colleague, Amber Wilson, luckily has beat breast cancer. And, you know, we know the battle that she went through and taking the time off of work and all of that stuff. And, you know, when she first got diagnosed, I can't even imagine, you know, all that comes with it. But the Miami Cancer Institute does such a great job of really helping the patient, mind, body, soul, everything. We've taken tours over there, and they really think about much more than you would just think about as far as treatment or surgery or what have you.
Right. If you haven't been over there, it's a huge building. Yeah. And under one roof, we have the breast surgical oncologist, the medical oncologist, the radiation oncologist, the radiologist. And so it's really one center for all of their treatment. And that's really important for breast cancer patients and cancer patients in general, that they can get all of their treatment under one roof.
Since you've been treating people, can you talk about kind of the growth you've seen of the ability to help people? Like, we were talking to one patient who had said, like, man, I had it 3 decades ago, and it was like a death sentence. And to see how far it's come and how far it can still go, like, can you give us an idea where things are at and with the help of people, where it can go?
Sure. I think just within the past 10 years, if you look at treatment for breast cancer, things have drastically changed. So in terms of surgery, things are moving into a less is more realm, where we used to do very radical and disfiguring surgeries for patients with breast cancer, and now most patients are candidates for breast conservation with lumpectomy, where they're able to actually preserve their breast. We're able to do what's called sentinel node biopsy instead of a complete axillary lymph node dissection and preserve the lymph nodes under the armpit. And so many patients, after they've had their breast surgery, you can hardly even tell that they've had breast surgery done. And in terms of treating with medical oncology and chemotherapy and medications like that, we're always advancing the field with more and more targeted therapies.
What about spouses? Like, we had a couple come over here as far as, because we have a lot of men who listen to us, we're a sports radio station. What can they do as far as dealing with that in that relationship?
So breast cancer is usually a disease of women. I do see men that have breast cancer, but less than 1% of all breast cancers are diagnosed in men. So over 99% of breast cancer is diagnosed in women. And so usually the man in the relationship is the supporting partner. And I think it's always helpful for the patient to bring their significant other with them to the appointment, because a lot of patients just have so many questions and don't know where to start. And it's always helpful, whether it's their significant other or just a best friend or, you know, a close colleague, that can help answer those questions and take notes for them and be there to support the patient.
Is there anything you'd like to get across to our audience as far as where their donations, what it would mean, where it can go, and how it can help as far as the Miami Cancer Institute is concerned?
Sure. I think that we're doing a great job today of raising funds for the Miami Cancer Institute, but we're also raising awareness. The Miami Cancer Institute opened a little over 2 years ago, and we continue to grow, and we continue to have a strong presence in the community, but there's probably many people that don't even know that this exists in their own backyard. And to be able to deliver top-notch cancer care right here in Miami while patients recover close to home is extremely important.
Doctor, thank you so much for stopping by. It was great having you. Thank you for the insight and everything. And again, guys, if you guys want to donate, it's 786-777-2222. You guys can also donate at heathelpcure.org. It's that's the best way to help, and you guys have done a tremendous job so far today and can continue to do so. Thanks for stopping by. Really appreciate
Thank
it. It was great having you. That's Dr. Mata from the Miami Cancer Institute. Really, really tremendous having her and getting all the information from her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.